One of Bruce Johnson's first collaborative projects was the Sea Ranch Chapel, a striking, wave-inspired wooden structure for which he designed and installed interior pews, shelves, and other fixtures. A few years later, Johnson recalled, he was beginning to envision crafting another, smaller space, an idea that then evolved into a unique creative partnership.
I began with wanting to make a small sacred building. Certainly the tea house is one of those great models for that. And then up at the Sonoma Mountain Zen Center, I ran into a poem of Elizabeth Heron's. And coming home from that, I realized that instead of a tea house, I was building a poetry house, even though I didn't know what that was. And I called Elizabeth to see if she might be interested in collaborating. And even though she didn't know what it was, she said, sure.
The very idea of working with Bruce was immediately exciting. I love collaborating. And it's rare that writers get to collaborate. So it was an irresistible invitation.
The Poetry House was built and installed in the Sculpture Garden at Paradise Ridge Winery in Santa Rosa in 2005. Talking about it with KRCB at the time, Johnson described how the building both embodied and altered traditional Oriental forms.
The floor plan is five-sided with a center rectangle, and within that rectangle, a central circle. And that circle lies directly below the center point of the roof, with a paper lantern also hanging over that center point.
The finished small structure also became home to one of the hand-lettered copies of Heron's book-length poem, The Poet's House, which she says was inspired by the concept of the structure.
The Poet's House came into my mind. It was simply the phrase, and I knew instantly what I needed to do. I couldn't have said what it was, but I could feel it.
Phrases from her poem were also inscribed on beams and posts throughout the structure, many of them hidden out of sight. The Poetry House itself could no longer be seen either. Its presence at the winery was limited to a few years. More recently, the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts has showcased a collection of 16 of Johnson's formidable pieces along their new sculpture garden, which opened just over a year ago. These share a common source material, several truckloads of huge redwood root sections, and are linked by the artist's vision. All of that provided inspiration for yet another unusual collaboration, this time with the five choreographers and dancers of the SoCo Dance Theater. Nancy Lyon is one of them.
I felt that the sculpture garden was an amazing, remarkable, interesting spot to dance in. And these particular sculptures are large and conducive to standing on and rolling on and jumping on. So they had a lot of kinetic possibilities for dancers.
This came together with live musicians and singers in an on-site performance this spring in which the audience followed the dancers as they moved through the open-air gallery. All of these elements are being combined in a series of three programs next Saturday and Sunday at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Sculptor Johnson will talk about the Poetry House and the LBC sculptures, collectively called Route 101. Elizabeth Heron will read from the Poet's House, and the dance troupe will perform live and in a video from their LBC event, titled Into the Heartwood. Altogether, it will be a rare for-art collaboration. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.